Okay, our friends. So today we are going to enjoy some winter magic, and that's the name of the book, Winter Magic. And I hope that all of my friends out there can cuddle up with a nice glass of hot cocoa and a soft blankie and someone who loves them and listen to this story. Today's story, Winter Magic, was written by Robert Burley, and it is illustrated by Wendell Miner. And I will, of course, put the link for this book on my Amazon affiliates page so you can purchase the book and you can say thank you to this author and this illustrator for their hard work. And you can follow along as I read it to you. So here we go. Today's story is read by Mommy and oh, are you a Pokemon? And who are you?
It's a little baby ball, but like it's me, Pip, and my baby ball, like my newest Pokemon, a baby Bulbasaur.
Oh,
I can't get it to talk.
Oh, you have a new Pokemon, huh?
Yeah.
A Bulbasaur? But it's great that you're training it. Maybe you'll get to have it say its name eventually. I believe in you. In the meantime, can I read you a story?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. It is called Winter Magic, so here it is. Get ready. A nice collection of beautiful wintry poems, I think. I am winter. I'm a silvery snowflake landing on your nose. I'm the icy slush that freezes your toes. I'm a cardinal chirping in the bush. I'm a snowball flying high. Whoosh! Now, why do you suppose we see a cardinal in winter? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're one of the few birds that sticks around. And what? How do you describe? How do you describe a cardinal?
Red bird.
Yeah, they're pretty red. They got a pointy head too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a snow angel, spreading white wings. I'm the shiver that the cold brings. I'm a jolly snowman, waving hello. I'm red woolen mittens, covered with snow. I am winter. I'm a frost flower blooming on the glass. I'm white icing sparkling on the grass. Have you ever seen this before? A frost flower on the glass. Do you ever notice how sometimes if there is water on the outside of your glass, of your window pane, and then your window freezes throughout the night, in the morning, the water will be a nice looking frosty piece of snow. One single drop of water can become a beautiful looking flower made out of frost. I'm an ice skater flying across the ice. Flash! I'm a sled zooming down the hill. Dash! I'm winter. I'm a bright green wreath hanging on the door. I'm steaming hot cocoa. Would you like some more? Yes, please.
So,
I'm candles in the window, lighting the way.
Bulbasaur.
And in the picture, we can see what kind of candle it is, right? It's a menorah. I'm horses neighing as they pull the sleigh.
And Bulbasaur said his name, finally.
Oh, yay. Good job.
Thanks.
I'm horses neighing as they pull the sleigh. And it looks like this sleigh is in a big fancy downtown, right? Going through like maybe Central Park in New York or something, maybe. I'm a cozy cat curled up by the fire. I'm a blackbird perched high on a wire. I am winter. I'm a snuggly warm sweater as soft as a cloud. I'm a caroler by the door, singing low, singing loud. I'm a freshly baked gingerbread. Yum! Take a bite! I'm the magical moon on a cold, snowy night. I'm a kid kicking snow and leaving a trail. I'm a bright-eyed baby lamb with a curly tail. I'm a very old story or a beautiful poem. I'm a walk in the woods and then back home. I am winter. I am winter magic. Those things are truly magical, aren't they? All those beautiful things that you see and you feel during winter. Well, friends, we hope that you are snuggly too. Grab yourself another cup of cocoa and flip through the book and look at the art. And that, for us, is
the end.
The end.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, my.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.